been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, April the 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We got kind of a weird day going on in the market. Maybe it's a one-off here, or maybe we're going to have a little short-term trend with the news on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's sending the Dow down. Dow is down 120 points right now. And at the same time, guess which group of stocks are up today, is up today? It would be the work-from-home stocks. That's right. The ones that did so well during the COVID pandemic, they're having their day in the sun today. And the NASDAQ is up about 90 points right now. NASDAQ is quietly closing in on its all-time high, old all-time high of 14,095. And it's being helped along the large cap, the FANG stocks. I've already looked at several here this morning. Amazon's having a very good day again today. NVIDIA had a very solid day yesterday. And, of course, today you got the work-from-home stocks rally mode on this vaccine news from Johnson & Johnson. Russell 2000 not doing so well, down a half a point, half a percent, down 11 points. The small caps have definitely come under pressure here. Crude oil is off, is up 55 cents. Crude oil is at $60.25. Gold getting a little lift today, up $16 per ounce. Inflation comes in a little hotter than expected. Gold's at $17.48. Silver's up 61 cents to $25.48. And we've got the 10-year yield is at 1.66. 1.66 this morning. Bitcoin, I think that's a new all-time high at 62,692. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, Gunderson Capital Management. The big news today, you know, the futures on the Dow were up this morning. And then the news came out about J&J's vaccine. It seems to cause blood clots. You know, this was the problem that was found with the AstraZeneca vaccine. So now we're down to just two, right? Pfizer and Moderna with CureVac in the wings. So today you're seeing a sell-off in the Dow. You're also seeing a sell-off in the reopen stocks. I looked at a few airline stocks. They're getting hit today. So we'll see where this goes. But this blood clotting issue, you know what? That definitely makes me hesitate. That would definitely make anybody hesitate about running out and getting the vaccine. Now there's two different vaccines, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson's, that seem to be involved in some pretty severe blood clots. And that definitely is the big factor on the market here today. Well, I would say welcome to earnings season. We had the kickoff today. If you missed it, I wouldn't say that Fastenal kicked the ball into the end zone or out of the end zone. Let's see how it did. Fastenal is down today, 3.3%. That's kind of a reopen stock. So Fastenal kicks off the ball. Earnings season is now open. And later this week, we'll get Jamie Dimon, and we'll get Citigroup, and we'll get Goldman Sachs, and some of the big banks reporting in. And then the pace will start to pick up next week. It will reach a feverish pitch in a couple of weeks. This is an important earnings season because it will tell us a lot about the future trajectory of earnings for the S&P 500. China exports rose 30.6% year over year. Well, you go back to April of last year, our economy was shut down. So I don't know if that was a good number or not. Maybe it beat expectations a little bit. Let's just check in on the China index. Very flat on the day. So I wouldn't say anybody was wowed by those numbers. I taught a workshop last night. It was for an investment club in Sun City West, Arizona, which is 3 hours later than us here on the East Coast. So, hey, it was fun. I stayed up late a little bit last night, had a nice group. One of the big issues, well, several issues that came up last night in question. That people were asking me. I had about 45 minutes to talk. I think I talked nonstop as usual, and then I stopped and paused for 15 minutes worth of questions. One of the questions I did get, I'll try to go through some other questions that I received last night, because I think they're questions that are on a lot of people's minds. What do you think of the China stocks right now, Bill, with Alibaba finally settling their issues for now with the communist Chinese Communist Party? The Chinese stocks still look terrible to me. I did very well in several of them last year. I mean, one of my biggest winners last year was Daqo Energy, DQ, which is a solar stock out of China. I did very well with JD.com last year. I did very well with Tencent Holdings. I did own Alibaba about 18 months ago. I did very well with PDD, but I do not own any of the China stocks right now. I think I own one little one in my, it's a value stock in my emerging growth portfolio. But my answer to that question, how do you like the China stocks right now? Not very well. Well, the CDC has halted the use of the COVID-19 vaccine. That was really interesting. This morning I was watching the futures. They were up about 40 points, something like that. And then all of a sudden that news came out. And, of course, Johnson & Johnson is a member of the Dow 30. There was an immediate impact on the market. We went from plus 40 on the futures to minus 120 just like that. And guess what? As I said earlier, the stay-at-home stocks, Etsy, Peloton, Chipotle, Overstock, I'll go through that list and then that group again. Fiverr, I'm sure, is up. They're having a good day on the Johnson & Johnson news today. Another question that came up last night was, how about last year's winners, some of those stocks that you did so well with last year? Do you think it's time to get back in? And my answer to that question was a resounding no. I don't think it's time to get back in. Yes, they're having their day in the sun here today. Now, having said that, if I can find a stock with the price-to-sales ratio in the 1-3 range, that ain't going to happen in those work-from-home stocks. If I can find a forward P.E. That is less than its growth rate and a PEG ratio around 1 and very strong momentum and a powerful stock chart, yes, I would get into them. But my blanket across-the-board take on that sector right now is, you know what? I just think they're done. You know what? What's the old saying? Stick a fork in them. They're done. That just seems to be the look that I see as I look at those charts. And the market has moved on. It's moved on into other areas this year in 2021. CPI index comes in at 0.6, a little hotter than expected. Another person asked me last night, why didn't the market react more strongly yesterday after Fed Chairman Powell's rather upbeat interview on 60 Minutes Sunday evening? I'd say, well, number one, most people were watching the Masters golf tournament, probably missed it. Number two, Jerome Powell's assessment of the economy has already been built into the market. Just like last year in March of 2020, why did the market start roaring in the last couple of weeks in March when things looked so bleak? Because the market was looking ahead to today. The market, the economy reopening, people getting back to business, the economy rebounding. And if it was looking ahead a year ago to today, and that's why I was so bullish 1 year ago, don't you think today's market is looking ahead to somewhere in the middle of next year? And what does the market see? Well, it's already priced in Jerome Powell's last 6 months of this year's rebound in the economy. This is Bill Gunderson. More questions when we come back. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show with the Dow down 104, mostly Johnson & Johnson. NASDAQ has given up a little bit of its gains, up 79. It's being helped along by the FANG stocks. Once again today, Amazon's made a very powerful move over the last couple of weeks. I think it's ranked number 33 overall in my beststocksnowapp.com. Microsoft has made a very powerful move. NVIDIA made a very powerful move yesterday after I think they gave guidance higher on their earnings, and they announced some new products that some think could hurt Intel. That was a powerful move yesterday from NVIDIA. Global PC sales in Q1 hit the highest growth rate in 21 years. Well, you know, with all of these people working from home, you know, the company desktop, you got to get that laptop, that portability. I think that's had a lot to do with it. It's also created a shortage, helped to create a shortage in the semiconductor sector. Worldwide PC shipments were up 32% on the year. 32%. So one of the beneficiaries of the COVID pandemic. Is Bitcoin a beneficiary? I don't know, but Bitcoin hit a new high, 63,000. As the Coinbase IPO nears, somehow I just have this feeling that the Bitcoin craze, you know, anytime there's something that seems too good to be true and is roaring into a bubble like this, 62,000, 63,000, carrying stocks like Riot Blockchain and Marathon and Bit Digital and Future FinTech, etc., we'll have to see where this all lands. I obviously have not gone too heavily into the craze. Another Bitcoin ETF is being proposed here. That's a hot space. There really isn't a pure Bitcoin ETF yet, an exchange-traded fund, but there is the trust, the GBTC, which pretty much tracks Bitcoin. There's also several tracking stocks that seem to be very much tied to Bitcoin. MicroStrategy, MSTR, would be one of those. And there's another one. It is BRPHF. That's Mike Novogratz's Galaxy Bitcoin stock. And he is one of the ones proposing, BRPHF is the stock, he's proposing another proposal for a Bitcoin ETF. There are several proposals out there. So far, the SEC has not allowed a Bitcoin ETF. We've got the U.S. government deficit balloons as stimulus checks sent out. Well, the U.S. government spent $660 billion more than it received in March as fiscal aid payments were made under Congress's latest COVID-19 relief package. The deficit in February was $311 billion, and the deficit in January was $120 billion. We're on our way to set a record deficit here in 2021. Hundreds of SPACs could be delayed. You mean there's hundreds more on their way? Well, that was another point I made last week at my online Zoom workshop. I saw a tremendous amount of speculation that caused me to... My left eye started twitching uncontrollably. My wife would say, "What's wrong with your left eye?" I said, "It's all these SPACs coming to market. It's worrisome. I don't like it. It reminds me of the year 2000. Which still makes me shiver. That was not good. March of 2000, when the NASDAQ hit 5,300 and went below 1,000 after that, took 13 years to get back to where it was in that March of 2000. There's a lot of things in the market today. And, you know, yesterday we talked about the market cap of the S&P 500 versus... market cap compared to, was it sales? I can't remember now what it was, but it's the Buffett indicator. That's what they call that particular indicator. And Elon Musk, you know, was asking Kathy Woods what her take was on it. And she was citing some statistic from the late 1800s, which I don't think is very applicable in today's market. There's other ratios. I pointed out in my newsletter on Saturday the price-to-sales market cap, or the market cap versus price-to-sales S&P 500. That's another very worrisome indicator out there. Price-to-earnings is a worrisome indicator. Forward price-to-earnings doesn't look very friendly either. So, you know, I mean, look, all you can do, as I said last night at the workshop, this kind of situation, along with rising interest rates, which really was kind of the biggest factor in January to kind of bring the chickens home to roost a little bit, but your highest PE stocks are going to get hit first, and your stocks that don't have any earnings, your Fiskars of the world and your QuantumScapes of the world, you know, these stocks that are kind of out there on the cutting edge, with really no sales or earnings yet, I mean, they're the most vulnerable, and they're getting clobbered. Then the second tier down were last year's winners that were trading at horrible P.E. ratios, your Fivers, your Zooms, your Pelotons, those kind of stocks. And then it started to get down into, the software, the cloud stocks. And now it's starting to spread the sell-off in the high risk to the small-cap stocks, which I warned about a week ago. I said, could this malaise and this de-risking and this de-speculation area move taking place hit the small-caps next? And it seems to be doing that, along with the SPACs, which are a very high risk. And that's holding up. Hundreds of SPACs are being delayed now over new SEC accounting discussion. Maybe they should have had this discussion before hundreds of SPACs went public. I don't know. But you can use the ETF SPAC, S-P-A-K, as your proxy for that group. That's a horrible chart. Just horrible. Okay, the biggest news of the day, Houston. Domino's is going to deliver pizzas in Houston this week by autonomous robot. So if you're out walking the dog and you see a Domino's robot headed your way, you better get out of the way or you're going to get run over by a pepperoni pizza being delivered to your neighbor. When we come back, I got a little announcement about Gunderson Capital Management to make. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of Best Stocks Now show. Well, this J&J news, definitely a driver in the market today. Dow down 133 as the CDC will take a pause on using the J&J vaccine. And that's helping the work-from-home stocks today. And we're down to just two vaccines now. So that's going to slow the process now of getting folks vaccinated. Well, I've always wanted to have a nationwide company. I believe that I believe strongly my 24 years experience in the business and the industry and what I've learned, I think can continue to benefit a lot of people across America. But I've never been able to find the right partner to do that with, to expand and to serve more people across America. And my search began about 4 years ago. I've had numerous inquiries, as you can imagine. Probably I've screened 50 different potential partners. And I finally found a partner that I feel comfortable with. They're comfortable with me. They are now in 8 states across America and wanting to expand their footprint. With me continuing to manage the money in the stock portfolio. So nothing changes for my clients whatsoever. My whole team and myself will be merging in about 3 weeks with Southport Capital. And I'm very, very, very proud to be partnering with them. And it's going to give me immediately... my clients, an office. They have an office, Southport Capital in Lakewood Ranch, which is right outside of Sarasota. If you want to set up an appointment, and, of course, all the reps that work for Southport Capital will be trained by me in my methodology as far as, you know, placing their clients, their existing clients at Southport, into my portfolios. Nothing will change, you know, obviously for my current clients. I'm like Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's 90 years old. He loves what he does. I'm 64, so I figure I got at least 25 years left. I can't imagine doing anything else. I'm just not a guy that wants to, you know, retire in golf or work in the wood shop or travel the world or, you know, sail around the world in a sailboat. I love what I do. I get up every morning. I can't wait to see what the new day faces. My whole team is moving with us. We're not moving anywhere. We're staying exactly in the same place. We'll have an office in Lakewood Ranch. You can start making an appointment now to meet with the rep down there. I've met him. He's a great guy. He's been listening to the show. He's been reading my newsletter. He's ready. And, of course, I still have my team here in Mount Pleasant. We're the virtual team, Paul and Barry and myself. I have my back office in Scottsdale, Arizona, where Southport Capital has an office. My whole back office is moving over. We'll have an office. Southport currently has an office in Atlanta, which I'm very happy about. In fact, that's where the CEO of Southport is based, in the Atlanta area. He's a longtime Wall Street veteran, which also excites me because I am too. I'm just was never in Wall Street. I was on the outskirts of town. John Woods is a great CEO. He owns a baseball team, a minor league baseball team. That was another big plus for me. There's an office in Dallas. That's another huge plus, as I have a large client base in Dallas. And I'm going to push John to get an office up in the Minneapolis area, which is another big center of business for us. We're going to expand the radio show together to get it out there in more cities across America, expand the podcast, and the newsletter remains the same, the app remains the same, the song remains the same. Oh, that's a Led Zeppelin song, isn't it? And a movie. Pretty good movie if you like Led Zeppelin music. So their back office is in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is just a great city, home of the Chattanooga Lookouts, an affiliate to the Cincinnati Reds. John Woods owns that team. I'll be in the owner's box opening day. That's the main reason I chose to merge with Southport Capital. So anyways, that's my big announcement. I'll be recording some commercials. We'll have several custodians to choose from, obviously Ameritrade, Schwab, even Goldman Sachs, and we may even have some access to some IPOs down the road. Wouldn't that be sweet? So I am very excited, and I hope you will look into this new company. It's an existing company, Southport is, in eight states. And they'll be adding some states here with me, and we plan on going gangbusters nationwide over the next 26 years. If you'd like to make an appointment in any one of these offices, Atlanta, Dallas, and Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, we can begin. You can call Edie at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And we'll be setting this up over the next several weeks as I train the advisors on my methodology, which you ought to know pretty well by now. It's called Best Stocks Now. So that's my exciting announcement. And I will be a managing director, partner in the firm, having ownership in Southport and merging my firm and my clients in with them. All right, let's take a look at what else is happening in the market today. I mentioned Bitcoin. You know, look, you do with it what you want to do. I'm just kind of watching from the outside with just a little bit, the GBTC trust. But there's people building careers and building companies on Bitcoin right now. I don't know. I've just seen this story before, not exactly Bitcoin, but I've seen this story before, and I just have a little bit of apprehension. GameStop, my favorite stock, drops 9% after a new bear call from Ascendiant. Well, that was another lesson I taught at my Zoom workshop last night to the good folks of Sun City West, Arizona, an investment club out there. I said that, I would say the average investor today knows very little about valuation of companies. You know, there's people, that's their living. They do valuations of companies. It's a science. There's ratios that we live by. And I cut my teeth. I spent a lot of time in the early days of my career as an analyst, visiting mutual funds up in the Bay Area and studying some of the great value investors. Valuation is a major part of what I do. And I said, I would just say that these kids at Robinhood and, the gamers and the GameStoppers and whatever, I'll bet they know nothing about valuation. GameStop's worth about $10 to $12 per share, maybe $15 at best. And it continues to trade in the $100 area. Okay, Intel. Another area I'm still seeing speculation is in the electric vehicle sector. That was the hottest sector in the market back in January of this year. Oh, man, I've seen just a tremendous hit, whether it's the Chinese electric vehicle stocks, whether it's LiDAR, whether it's robotic taxis and whatnot, and the autonomous types of stocks. The problem is Nikola, the list goes on and on of these stocks. Fisker, The one that Canoe, GoEV, that's you're buying future potential earnings and sales at a very high price today. And you got to understand that those earnings, I realize that that's a trend, but what's wrong with waiting until they're profitable? Tesla's about the only one that's proven that one yet and can grow those earnings at a consistent rate. That's what I think is a smarter way to go. Now, we had fun playing this stuff late last year. You had to be involved in some of it because of the momentum, but the momentum has drained. I said yesterday that the speculation is going out of the market faster than a 10-foot tide here in the Charleston Harbor, and that can be pretty swift. I've tried to park my little center console in a tide going out at about 15 knots. It does have some effect on your parking skills, and I'm seeing that tide draining a lot of this speculative move in the market from January. Well, when we come back, where's the money headed?
You got to go where you want to go. Do what you want to do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. Just one more thing I would add to the merger of Gunderson Capital Management with Southport Capital. His advisors are seasoned professionals. And, you know, it wasn't my desire to go around and train people in my methodology. I mean, these are all seasoned professionals that know the business and, you know all of the aspects of the business. And this will be one thing they can add to their quiver is my stock portfolios that I manage. And it allows me, which I've been doing now for the last 3 years, to entirely focus my time on the research, the management, the radio show, the newsletter, the app. That's where I spend 90% of my time during the day. I have a great back office that takes care of all the noise and everything. You know how that is if you own your own business. I have a great chief operating officer in Scottsdale that was very fortunate to pick up several years ago, and her team, and they've been a tremendous help in freeing me up to do what I do. And now things are even going to be better going forward as we expand this thing nationwide. Okay, featured stock of the day. This is a different year from last year, okay? You know, I'm not going to come up with a solid-state battery maker that might have a technology that revolutionizes the battery world, like QuantumScape or something like that. You know, people are paying more attention to valuation. It would seem that maybe, you know, we've had a 12-year cycle in the stock market, and we're going to see record earnings next year at $200 per share for the S&P 500, maybe even $220 per share. With the risk of a tax hike, though, that would take about a 15% bite out of that. And we're at multiples that we haven't seen in the market since 2000. And, in fact, some of the multiples now exceed the year 2000. So it just makes logical sense to step down the price-to-earnings ratios, the price-to-sales, the PEG ratios of the stocks that you own in your own portfolio. I know it's not as fun. I know it's not as sexy. I know these stocks don't double over a 3 or 4 week period of time like some of those stocks did last year. But this is a different market this year. The punch bowl, in a way, the spike punch bowl, has been taken off the table. And reality starting to set in a bit here with these valuation levels that we're seeing today. The best way to fight it is buying value stocks, which are back in vogue. Who would have ever thought? When I saw all those big value hedge funds and mutual funds closing shop, I said, you know, I bet value investing is going to come back into style. And it, It is. It has. And I think that's the place to be right now in this market. So, RV shipments forecast to set a record this year. Well, you know, with the people afraid to stay in hotels and with COVID and all of the restrictions out there, people have turned to RVs. Record forecast for this year. Now, I like the companies, like in the EV sector, I like the companies that provide the components to the EVs, the ones that make a profit now, the picks and shovels. And I take the same tack in the RV sector. I'm going to use as an example of a value stock right now, Thor Industries, T-H-O. Don't get Thor, get even, right? Is that the saying? I don't know. Thor is headquartered. It's always fun to see where these stocks are headquartered. I want to say Ohio. That's what I'm going to guess, all right? T-H-O is, well, I was close. Elkhart, Indiana. Elkhart, Indiana. They manufacture RV and parts in the U.S., Canada, under the Airstream and other brand names. I guess they mostly are an RV maker, Thor Industries. I'm sure you've all heard of Airstream, one of the pioneers in that space. But look at the growth in earnings. QuantumScape would give anything for growth in earnings like this. They've gone from $3.29. This next year, they're expected to make $10.07. This year, 2021, they're looking for a 98% jump in earnings growth year over year. So what kind of valuation ratios are we looking at? We're looking at price to sales under 1, 0.82. You can compare that with Tesla. Forward P.E. ratio, 13.9. Estimated annual five-year growth rate going forward, 24.4. That means the PEG ratio less than 1 at 0.57. Other ratios, price to book, 2.96, price to cash flow, 17.0. It meets my valuation criteria, which have really tightened up in this market environment. I think that's prudent. I think it makes total logic. You can go ahead. You can continue to try to get back into the last year's winners. They're having a little decent day here today, but for the most part, those charts continue to look terrible, and the valuations are astronomical. The risk-to-reward ratio just isn't worth it in this high valuation market. Thor is currently ranked, it got as high as number 90 just 7 days ago. It slipped a little bit here recently. But these are the kind of stocks that are in favor now. Not the ones that might have earnings and sales at some point down the road many years from now. If you would like to call us, you can choose to have a virtual appointment with my sales team here. And if you feel more comfortable, we'll set up your reservation with an appointment. I'll have some more details on the Dallas office. I've got the Lakewood Ranch office is open, and you can call Edie, and we'll coordinate with them down there. And so you can see someone face-to-face if you prefer that. And the Atlanta office, it's a toll-free number, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Join the team at Gunderson Capital, which is now joining the team at Southport, with Gunderson managing the stock portfolios. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.